Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Habitat requirements vary between species, yet some critters make themselves at home anywhere.
Wildlife are really adaptable, and there's going to be some wildlife that thrive in whatever type of habitat that's provided.
Kelly Bender is an urban wildlife biologist. Even a perfectly manicured monochromatic monoculture known as lawn will attract some wildlife.
In a typical urban area where you've got really closely mowed Bermuda grass lawn or St. Augustine lawn, and then just a few really tall mature trees and kind of nothing in the middle, that kind of habitat is really good for grackles and pigeon, for possum and raccoon, and kind of the species that you see in a disturbed habitat.
Bender says most people don't mind seeing those species sometimes, but not all the time.
So what we try to do is to encourage people to create a more balanced habitat. And what I mean by that is to provide native plants that provide natural food sources, fruits, nuts, berries, leaves, etc., that provide a balanced source of nutrition for the animal.
This balanced habitat is called a wildscape, and we'll tell you more about wildscaping tomorrow. That's our show. Visit us online at passporttotexas.org and leave a comment on our blog. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.